Welcome to Challenge Accepted. I'm your host, Stephanie Lucas, a marriage and family therapist by trade and mom to a daughter with hearing loss. I'm creating a space for parents and caregivers of special needs families to find support, validation, and acceptance by sharing stories of a broad range of families with unique challenges. While this isn't therapy and does not replace the advice of a medical provider, we'll dive into the tougher parts of parenting together and join a team of support from others who get it. This next half hour is about you, your experiences, your emotions, and being allowed to take up space as a parent and human being. So hands in, ears on, hearts open, team, this is Challenge Accepted. Minisode 2, It's Just a Different Place. One of the things that happens fairly rapidly when you become a special needs mom is that someone shoots you an email or text message saying, "Have you heard the story about Holland?" Fiona, my first guest, was the one who did this for me. Holland, I thought, wondering if perhaps there was some sort of new hearing technology or intervention coming out of Holland. Oh no, friends, not quite. This story has become a bit of a baptism into the world of special needs parenting, and for the sake of tradition, here it is. Welcome to Holland by Emily Pearl Kingsley. I am often asked to describe the experience of raising a child with a disability, to try to help people who have not shared that unique experience to understand it, to imagine how it would feel. It's like this. When you're going to have a baby, it's like planning a fabulous vacation trip to Italy. You buy a bunch of guidebooks and make your wonderful plans. The Colosseum, the Michelangelo David, the gondolas in Venice. You may learn some handy phrases in Italian. It's all very exciting. After months of eager anticipation, the day finally arrives. You pack your bags and off you go. Several hours later, the plane lands. The stewardess comes in and says, "Welcome to Holland." "Holland," you say. "What do you mean, Holland? I signed up for Italy. I'm supposed to be in Italy. All my life, I've dreamed of going to Italy." But there has been a change in the flight plan. They've landed in Holland, and there you must stay. The important thing is that they haven't taken you to a horrible, disgusting, filthy place full of pestilence, famine, and disease. It's just a different place. So you must go out and buy new guidebooks, and you must learn a whole new language, and you will meet a whole new group of people you would never have met. It's just a different place. It's slower paced than Italy, less flashy than Italy, but after you've been there for a while, you catch your breath, you look around, and you begin to notice that Holland has windmills, and Holland has tulips. Holland even has Rembrandts. But everyone you know is busy coming and going from Italy, and they're all bragging about what a wonderful time they had there. And for the rest of your life, you will say, "Yes, that's where I was supposed to go. That's what I had planned." And the pain of that will never, ever, ever go away. Because the loss of that dream is a very significant loss. But if you spend your life mourning the fact that you didn't get to Italy, you may never be free to enjoy the very special, the very lovely things about Holland. The author of this story is a mother to a son with Down syndrome. She worked for decades on Sesame Street as a writer and advocate for people with disabilities. Though her words were crafted in 1987, they have served as an anthem for special needs families around the globe for over 30 years. As a therapist, I walk through grief with people often. I witness parenting struggles and I support people with differences and disabilities daily. All of this energy and training within me aimed at building up, validating, and advocating for the disadvantaged pushed hard against going through my own grief. A part of me felt as though grieving would somehow devalue the beautiful child that I had, as though my sadness was a sadness that she was who she was, or that deaf children were not as perfect and valuable as hearing children. A part of me felt as though grief served no purpose. It would not right the ship or get me back to Italy. A part of me minimized, even self-criticized, the presence of grief. Did I think my children would never struggle? Was my grief a sign that I could not or would not face those struggles with them? Was being deaf all that bad? Was this really how I felt about my own clients, whom I supported passionately just days before? I had naively thought that perhaps Dwayne and Becky would be immune to these doubts, that knowing someone who was raised with Treacher Collins had perhaps inoculated them against the emotional toll of grieving what might have been. Instead, I found that, if anything, they were more acutely aware of the struggles to come, that their journey was just as full of unknowns, unexpecteds, and maybes as our own. The story of Holland for me is that you have permission to walk off the plane, to be shocked, overwhelmed, and disappointed. You are not where you thought you would be, where you had dreamed of. Those feelings are real, valid, and necessary. None of them define your story or prevent you from finding your path in Holland. It's just a different place. The only line repeated within the story. It's not a better place. It's not a worse place. It's just a different place. I think it's important to note as well that the author acknowledges it can be a pretty lonely place from time to time. Watching your friends come and go from Italy can be painful. I can only imagine how different this was as a parent before the age of the internet and finding your tribe, something Dwayne and Becky acknowledged was monumental for them and a dramatic generational shift for their family. So here we are, whispering into the wide world, "I was on that plane too." And soon we're able to greet one another with a, "Hey neighbor," through the miracle of the internet, where children, parents, and individuals with special differences are able to find one another and feel a little less alone. There is no going back, but perhaps forward is just as wonderful. It's just a different place.
Hey everyone! I'm so thankful you found this space for supporting yourself and your family's well-being. I wanted to let you know about a few other products I've created to help you in your journey. The first is a card game that I've played with kids in the therapy office a ton. It is designed to increase skills in emotional identification, theory of mind, and empathy, which I know can be really tough concepts to teach. Check it out at Why'd They Do That on Instagram or whytheydothatgame.com. The second is something new that I'm really excited about. I've designed a workshop to use interventions that I use a lot with mamas in the room to create a self-guided experience for moms who struggle with feeling like they can't get it right, are always failing at something, or can never measure up as a mom. It's a mindset reboot called Smotherhood Untangled, and I'll be launching on September 22nd, 2022. Hop on over to my Instagram or sign up for my emails to stay up to date and snag your spot.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope it was inspiring and encouraging for you and your journey. If you enjoyed it, I love it if you could share it with your friend, subscribe for future content, and leave us a 5-star review. This will help us grow our reach so others can join our community of support. If you would like to share your unique story with the Challenge Accepted community, feel free to reach out to me on social media, Stephanie Lucas MFT, on Instagram or Facebook. Thanks for being a part of our team.